people just want houses.
House?
Yeah. Like, the thing is, if the thing's a fucking wreck, dude.
It is a wreck.
And it stinks, and it's got, like, I don't know how water damage works. I know it has a ton of it.
It does. And like, has it in a spot where I don't know how to fix, and I always have an answer for things.
I'm not a foundation guy. I know that it's probably the last part of the house that you want to be fucked up. If I had to guess, listen.
I'm not a foundation guy. You know,
Nick, I'm a makeup guy, okay? Look at me.
Testing, okay. 1, 2, testing. Yes. Hey.
I'm not a house guy. I don't know how it works. I do makeup. Okay?
I don't know how blush. I do mascara.
But I feel like if something was wrong with the house, you probably wouldn't want it to be the foundation.
Do whatever you want with this information.
The wall, if there's a crack in the wall, I've seen walls get repaired.
There's a crack in my ass. Big deal.
That's so fucking, yes. So that house is, when I looked at it, it's a Tudor. It's got like a drive-it siding. Sam has this house. It's his house, and it's got a drive-it siding, which is like a scratch coat of cement. You basically like plywood the exterior of a building. You know, you frame it with the studs, and then you clad it with a piece of plywood, and then you put a piece of metal lath, which is like a metal piece of grate, and you put a scratch coat, and you sit that in, and then you put another coat of concrete. So there's like a coat of concrete about two layers thick, and you kind of like make it look like a Tudor, and then you frame the outside to look like an English style Renaissance. Like, that's what a Tudor is.
Make sure you get on the mic, Nick, and can you turn my head monitors up, please, yeah. Christopher?
And the day I went and looked at it, the bottom part, you can see I took my finger and I just put it like right through, like right on the front of the house. Like, I fingered it so easily. It was easier than I was like.
You fingered his house.
I fingered his house, and I was like, oh no. Like, it looks like dry rotted exterior. I mean, you could just like pop it off and replace it in theory, but there's a reason why that's taking on moisture. You know what I mean? Like, the scratch coat has holes in it, and it's like that back in the day, they don't have any technology. So, yeah, but people just need the house.
I can't believe that people are like so desperate to dive in that they like want to buy a house. They have like fucking house fever.
Yeah.
The thing's a wreck, dude.
Yeah. No. I just bought a house. I closed on it 2 days ago, and it's I'm already regretting every bit of it. Like, I didn't care at all when I was in a rental. I'd fucking wipe my boogers on the walls.
And now these are yours. You're like, fuck my landlord.
Dude, my landlord he's like, of course. And they got mezuzahs in all the doorways, which I guess like bless like each room, like put them. And I was trying to buy my house, and when they didn't accept my offer, I tore off all the mezuzahs off the doors in like anger. The most act that I've ever been a part of was tearing mezuzahs off the wall in every room of the house.
That's a hate crime.
It is.
Have you ever gotten emails from Stop Anti?
No, please.
There are these, well, you're going to be on there. They're, they send you a weekly email of like who they've busted.
Yeah. No.
And they bust nobodies, like truckers. They find guys that have like five Twitter followers. And then they send you an email report where it's like, Julia Escobar fired. And it's like a hit list type thing, but they're not famous people that they're going after.
Just
they're
dudes.
They're just regular schleps with like a stop sign.
Yeah. And a lot of them are like black women.
Yo.
Cause I guess black women are like running their mouths.
Isn't that great?
It's kind of awesome. Yeah.
Didn't we say that?
I think we were talking about it with that Africa lady.
Like a year ago, we were like, where? Why aren't we arming the black women and being like, go over there? I heard them say something really listen, Shabaya. I heard her say, like, go over there. That fucking bitch over there, Karen Sommelstein, said that. Just like sick them on them. And she's like, what? And I'm like, oh yeah, over there. Real nasty. She hates the WNBA. Go get her.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a weird thing with like they try to like group black people in the sort of like woke mob, but black people are the least woke people. Black people fucking and gays.
Verbally, loudly.
But if you talk to a real black person about and gays, you're going to get some pretty specific opinions.
Yeah. What is it? real whites are terrified of, or should be terrified of non-woke blacks.
Oh yeah.
Like, they'd be shaking in their boots.
Oh,
if
my
they
God,
were like,
I remember I went, I was living in Harlem during the pandemic, during COVID, and there was a Black Lives Matter rally that was like on my block. And I was like, I'm going to go out. I was like, I want to experience this. I want to see what it's like to like be a part of a Black Lives Rally matter or a Black Lives Matter rally. So I went outside. It was pretty, dude, it was people just banging drums and it was kind of peaceful and kind of fun in a weird way. There's no like violence or anything weird. There was no riots, but then they started chanting shit and they were like, Black Lives Matter. I was like, Black Lives Matter. But and it was like almost like call and repeat. Yeah. And then somebody goes, Black trans lives matter, and you listen to 1,000 people go, what? What motherfucker? What'd you say?
Just stop.
A transgender person will be torn apart in the hood. What are you talking about?
It was like Shaun of the Dead when like the zombies are outside, like ripping their backs off.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah. That must have been the saddest, like, and Black trans lives matter.
Dude, literally everyone's like, what, motherfucker? What'd you say?
Yeah, just Kevin Durant just like, twisting someone's head off like a fucking vodka bottle.
Chris, I'm going to send you screenshots of this. They have anti-shit of the week, and it's like a YouTuber with like 50 views talking about Palestinian organ harvesting, like some horrific thing that's 100% true.
These Palestinian vampires that live in the bell towers that can fly.
They're trying to like ruin a 17-year-old kid's life because he's talking about children getting shot.
yeah.
You call that kid.
That's like the thing with Portnoy with those guys that like held up, that they got the fuck the time.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like Portnoy. They're just 21-year-old idiots. It's like we all with this the shit that we. I'm 43 and I say more shit. But when I was a kid, I said the most ridiculous, horrible shit.
There's more. There's a swastika in every bathroom in the United States.
Yeah, how mine right now.
Yeah,
what? That's my wallpaper.
It's your shower curtain. Yeah, I got this really cool shower curtain. I got it from the Ed Norton American History X collection from Macy's.
I had no problems with. Before this landlord wouldn't sell me this house for the, they said, this is the number. Give me that number. It's yours. I was like, here you go. That's the number. They're like, Matt, we're going to try the market. And I had a, like my whole life is like, I'm moving that. Like I was just going to.
You're just the Ed Norton meme turning around with your hands on your head.
Yeah, dude. Dude, I mean, this is the first time I've ever felt like, oh, I get it. I get why they say these people.
I gave them thousands of chances, thousands of years.
I gave them $200,000 in rent over the course of 2.5 years.
They don't owe you anything.
They don't owe me anything. But you think they'd go like, all right, we'll consider that. We'll give it to you for what you're, we're not going to make you move your whole family, move your son into a new school, new school district.
The apartment you were in?
The house.
The house you were in?
I was going to buy it.
And how much did they want for it?
I initially offered $900, and then they were like $925. I was like, fine, $925. They're like, well, we thought $950 actually. Then I offered $950, and then they were like, we're just going to try the market.
How did it do in the market?
I don't know. It sold, but they closed on like the 3rd or the 4th, so I can't wait.
We can see it right now. We can look it up.
No, I don't think it. I don't think it doesn't show the price that it was sold for until they actually close.
If you go to their tax assessor, it should.
You're a fucking lunatic, dude.
Yeah, I was.
I don't want to dox my. Landlords.
Why not? They would dox you.
They would. They would.
They're gonna.
Yeah, they're gonna get $25,000.
In a second there. Sorry, I had to check. I had to screenshot these classic images here. Chris, can you open Slack and see if this came through yet?
Yeah. I mean, like when we were kids, you know, you'd buy like bike parts from your friends and like, oh man, he like Jewed me down on my bars. And like that was just something we said.
Of course.
I mean, it was literally like something. And now like they were like $925. Nah, $950. Like
it was crazy.
It's like the definition of like Jewish.
They couldn't have been any more like no. We're gonna fucking you know. I think they just thought I wasn't gonna say yes. Maybe it wasn't worth it.
I mean, we're in media, so we're like on our toes and we can understand stuff. But I worked in the car business for like 3 years, and my boss would always like when stuff like that would happen, he'd be like, you know what, I want $10,000 for my trade, and then they would do things like, you know what, we want $10,500 for our trade. And my boss, he's not media trained. He has no fucking clue. He is our age, though. And he's like this. You just can't fucking help yourself, can you? He would say that, and I would be like, holy shit, bro. Like, and he would like look
you
at
you don't know how you're being perceived. Like, everyone, it's like a black guy eating watermelon on the subway. You're like, bro, just don't do it. You know what everyone's thinking.
You just can't help you. What, you going to rap about your watermelon chicken, man? You're like, what the fuck, bro? Chill.
Bro, you don't want to, you just want to justify what everyone thinks about you? Fine, dude.
Damn, dude. Yo, Eric, chill, dude.
Shania Wright, counselor and basketball coach.
Jesus Christ.
This poor black lady's got seven kids.
Defended Hamas the day after the October 7th massacre, posting about resistance and stating, heavy on any means necessary. You can just picture like a fat black woman being like on her phone writing a tweet, y'all have we gonna go heavy by any means necessary.
I just like that. She's probably a good basketball coach.
More pro Hamas content. They got her fired.
From Poly Prep?
So good. Next image. So that's her in the upper right there. But this what I love about this, they're going after this. Stop.org. It's like a hate watch group, but they're going after regular Americans.
Yeah. Yes.
Like these three people, they're not famous. They're not on Instagram. They're not on TikTok. These are just people you'd see in line at like Subway or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just like, it's this attack. It's so clearly an attack on like just regular Americans. That's why it's funny to me, because they think they're being heroes and going after this like big bad wolf, but they're going after people that are just nobodies who could be standing in line at a bank or something. Go to the next one here.
Poly Prep is if it's Poly Prep, that's a good school.
This guy looks like he should be in a movie or something.
It's the kid from The Christmas Story, Grown Up.
He's even wearing like the color, like the beige brown that American might wear. Rocky Bellinger, he's a truck driver. He openly pushes lies and conspiracy theories. He pushes the Khazar, so he's like a black Ethiopian or whatever those freaks are. All right, go to the next one here. So this just like the email design. Like, whoa. I love the design of the email.
It's actually decent.
It's like there's the political.
It's kind of like our email list.
Because we're copying this, though.
It's good
like,
stuff.
Trump emails, Drudge Report. They're really funny. The graphic design is really funny to me.
This stuff.
The whole world of this, like Ben Shapiro graphic design, Trump graphic design.
Neo newsprint.
It's really funny. Go to Drudge Report and show Nick. This is kind
of, a lot of red, white, and blue. A lot of like...
Patriot.
Yeah, you're a patriot.
You're a patriot, brother. Got this guy off the road.
This is a huge website. Look how shitty this looks. This is a huge website.
Isn't this cool? Wasn't this cool for a while, like to run it like this?
But that's not why they do it. This was cool. Like Ryder Rips had his website like this, like a Craigslist kind of deal. But this is not why Drudge Report does it. They just do it because they're like spiritual boomers, I guess. But close this. Anyway, go back to those stop. Like, look, this guy's just in
more bastard.
He's just in his bed chilling. And you could imagine this guy saying so-called, you know?
That's it.
Like, you just heard it before. Like, this is...
Berklee College of Music? Like, if this poor bastard got fired, like, it's not easy to get a job at Berklee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, think about the, you know, and then like, guess what? You said, you know, like a half of a thing, and, you know, they cut this guy down.
Yeah.
Next one here.
We should go into the trades.
And show off. What else we got? These guys.
Tiffany Brown Joyner.
It's just fun. It's just a Tech. Funny.
I thought it's okay to say fuck.
A funny.
Is that considered anti-Semitism now?
It's hugely. You might as well be.
Depends on who you're talking to. I think there are who are anti-Israel now.
Oh yeah, but Dave Smith.
That's like a genetic defense mechanism.
Marianne Cummings, which is Whitney Cummings' aunt, is right. She just got fired.
Look how awesome this woman
Scientist.
Looks. Doesn't she look awesome?
She looks like the dog. The dog from Inspector Gadget. Look at the Inspector Gadget dog. Inspector Gadget evil, Dr. Evil dog. I think I hit this. I might hit. Yep. The evil dog. Come on. Or the cat. Maybe it's the cat. That's the cat.
Do you think Inspector Gadget was molesting Penny? He must have, right? He had all those fun gadgets.
His
fucking finger spinning.
Type in evil cartoon dog. Because I think I know what the image that you're thinking of.
Go Gadget, chloroform.
Is it, go scroll up?
Muttley? Is it Muttley?
Muttley.
I feel like Muttley's made that face.
That guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking
Type
of.
Type in Muttley Hanna-Barbera. Yeah, Muttley's a bad guy. You don't want to be around there. Oh, well.
Well, that's the one I was thinking of, a dog, cartoon dog. Whitney Cummings.
Yeah. She's a sly one.
Shouldn't exist.
Through her gritted teeth. Fuck that. Yeah.
What's can you look up what Muon's Inc. is? I want to see what this what this chick's company is.
Muon's Inc. appears comfortable paying some people who act so openly hateful. God damn, dude.
Wow, Moose Star.
That's what I call the star, the Moose Star.
This looks like a crackpot website.
Mm. That's the G4 Beamline.
Anyway,
RF power source. And,
Trevin.
Some fucking engineer got fired from a really important job.
It's the GF power source. She's just a bullshit artist that got fired. She was like, eh, fucking.
And Trevin, cut out all the Slack stuff that wasn't the images.
Just blur it.
Yeah, blur
Making
it.
Particle accelerators that make swastikas designs.
Just for fun. Just because it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, yo, check this out.
God, a swastika is so much fun
this?
To draw.
Have you seen this, Lewis?
No.
Whitney Cummings on.
Whoa. Wait. Do it again, please? Because I was watching the wrong person.
So it's a... And then breaks a bottle over her head. So that's
why. How much do you hate this black boy?
Only a little bit.
You puke on her and smash her head in the bottle.
Yeah, on demand.
But think about this, though. The guy's wife first distracts her with a kiss. What is up with that?
Maybe it's kink.
And he held in the puke in his... He got the puke charged up.
Charged up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Puking on demand is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's kind of hot in its own way. Like, if I had a chick who could puke on demand, I'd marry her.
I'd make her pull it out all the time.
Oh, those mezuzahs? Dude, me angrily tearing mezuzahs off my wall. I felt bad. I was like, dude, that was wrong. I shouldn't have done that.
I'm honestly shocked you didn't get a phone call. I'm like, honestly.
No, they haven't moved in yet. But I didn't have to keep those mezuzahs. I kept them up out of fucking respect. I was like, well, you know what? I don't own the place. I'm not going to take down their fucking prayer fucking trinkets. I was like, I was like, fuck it, you know?
Yeah, and their God scam or whatever it was. What's a mezuzah do?
I think it's something about like protecting the room from.
You can commit any sin while standing underneath it.
Anything.
Yeah.
You can drown dogs and shit. Yeah.
It enables you to.
It's a decorative.
Of God's presence and covenant between God and.
It's like a cross.
Yeah, it's like a little reminder that you're the man.
Yeah. It's not exactly like a cross.
No, it's missing a line.
Yeah. It's missing an element.
I turned it upside down like an evil boy.
An evil mezuzah.
An evil mezuzah.
Right, it's where you give money to people.
An evil mezuzah, you mean a mezuzah? Yeah.
Well, it only works if it's diagonal.
Yeah.
So there's something kind of evil about... The diagonal. Like,
oh, it does have to be diagonal.
No, mine were straight up and down.
Really?
Were they hanging off the door sort of like that? At an angle?
No, they were fixed. They were fixed straight up and down like that.
These guys have it all kind of crazy.
Oh. What? What's wrong with your mezuzah? It's straight. It should be crooked.
Uh-oh. This is not the right type of the angle for the mezuzah.
Uh-oh. Mm. That's anti-Semitic.
There's no drinking. For you.
You're in trouble now, Lewis.
We're not going to sell you the house for the price we said.
I would have done 951 if you had just put the mezuzahs in a better angle. They're still beating you up in jokes. They're like, I would have done 952 if you went out. You're like, no, I was going to do 950. And then, what the fuck is with you people?
It's insane, dude. What the fuck?
They go outside, they tell the cop, they're like, I told him I would have done 955 if he would have. They're like, he just keeps going up.
You should have seen how straight my mezuzah was.
And then it was unbelievable that they were cooking. I would have did 957.5. It's just that doesn't. It's creeping the price up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's good. But you ended up getting a house. You bought in.
I bought a nice house. Yeah,
you did. Yeah, nice. Yeah. You're going to have
Thank
fun
you.
With
Thank
it.
You for all your advice.
Oh, no, it was fun.
I was about to buy a crazy house that you were convincing me.
I was hard on for
you,
them.
You and my girlfriend's like, just buy it. Who cares? Like, you're not going to have to do anything to this. And then I talked to you and you're like, dude, this is, you're like, my cock is hard for this house. He was like, dude, $600,000 in renovations, it's done. And I was like, what? All right, I'm not buying that house.
It's like a stone house. It like was insane. 1830s stone house, like masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. So cool. So cool.
Great, but like has like, you know how advanced level house, you know, build like steel.
Problem.
It has steel problems. Yeah. Like this kind of things. It's like a level 10 flipper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh yeah, you'll breeze right through. You'll breeze right through.
Dude, it was crazy. you were like, dude, get it. I want this house. This is the house for you.
I just like when people end up with like hard, like level 10s. Like, you're skipping all the lines. You're going right to expert. It's like you're playing Mortal Kombat on expert immediately.
I was going to kill myself. It was going to be the end of me.
You wouldn't have beaten Liu Kang in level 1. You would have been like, yo, fuck this game.
Can we see what house you got?
I don't want to show the house that
we
I got.
We can edit it out.
Yeah, you can edit it out, of course. I think the problem is they don't have the pictures of it anymore on the listing because I closed on it.
Oh, they don't?
So they'll leave the outside.
Might. If you Google it, it might.
I mean, you can try it. Yeah. You make sure you edit the, please don't put my
No, no, Trevin, no, no. Trevin, cut this part out.
Well, you guys are buying houses in New Jersey. You're getting out of the city.
I'm buying a house in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
I can't wait.
You're going to be the Garden State.
I'm going to be the gardener. That's what they're going to call me down there.
Jersey
the bricks,
Sam.
Newark.
Newark.
That's where I'm headed.
He's going to the hood, Patterson.
To bricks.
Yeah.
99% chocolate and sugar free.
You guys should just buy an entire fucking apartment building in Patterson and be slumlords.
Isn't it the worst ghetto in the country? Like the low key?
Yeah, that's where I was born.
Patterson is
I was
like,
born in Patterson, New Jersey. It's one of the most ghetto places in the world.
Yeah. Because it's like New Jersey, like real asshole pieces of shit dickhead.
Heroin junkie. Yeah. Like it's real deal. Like crackheads and heroin addicts on every corner.
Like Baltimore bad, but like a worse attitude.
Dude, $1 million will buy you a fucking a city block in Patterson, New Jersey.
I'm all set. Oh, it looks like that?
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to look
like that. My dad was stabbed to death in Patterson, New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
No, he probably deserved it.
I did not expect
people
to look
get stabbed to death most of the time deserve it. Hmm. Right? Not deserve it, but they were asking for it.
I mean, in London, they're getting stabbed for watches now.
For watches?
And that's like the new thing is like the Indians.
How nice of a watch?
A Rolex.
Yeah.
They say if you have a Rolex on in London, you're getting stabbed.
Yeah, but you should know that.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, if people are getting stabbed, why are you going to wear your Rolex around Indians in London? It seems like you're kind of asking for it, literally.
I know.
I know that.
You know what would be the funniest thing in the world?
What?
Like, I keep thinking about
you should go to Rolex and dress you up as Rolex Man.
Like, you have 60 of them on you. I was thinking you dress up like, because, you know, like they like to, too. Mm-hmm. You dress up like 4 supermodels. Like, the hottest 5'11 blondes, butt naked. Out, oiled up, tits oiled up.
Covered with Rolexes.
Rolexes up the arm. And just walk them down the street and just be like, oh my god! like audio on, like that's the practical jokers I want to see. Like, oh my god,
that's the punishment at the end of the impractical jokers.
They're like passing out. They have like a knife in their hand. They're like passing out because they're like lightheaded. They don't know what to do. It's like it's too much at once. They know all the names. They're like Taj, I want to suck your cum. And they're like. Like, I'm going to give you, like, all, like, Rolexes up their arms, their legs, butt naked, shaved.
Just Bangladeshi guys having heart attacks.
They're like, just, that's their power.
Are they allowed to, shave their in that culture?
No.
Like, do the women shave their
maybe.
Whatever they want, though. That's, if they like hairy, they're getting hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5'11 Swedish hairy pussy. Jesus Christ. Now, I might stab them in.
Yeah.
Jason Lace. I might take their watches and them. Tell you what. Sounds like something I'd like. Hey, out of the way, Rajmeet. She's all mine. I heard this was going on. Hell, I set it up. Just like, fuck this. I'm not giving this to these guys. I f*** them anyway. She's like, aren't you the producer? I have
that's
cans
you punch, that's you punching the girl. That's you punching the girl.
Yeah. I'm like, I have like director gear on where I'm like, all right, we're going to have you walk down the street right here. We've got cameras rigged on left and right. Ah, fuck this. Now I want her.
Give me that fucking Rolex. It was your Rolex to begin with.
Don't look away, Sam. I'm going to be going away for a little while. Tell my kids I love them. I'm sorry, lady. I'm sorry, but they were going to do it anyway.
I think of it like those like hunters, like every time you're talking to a 13-year-old girl on the internet, aren't you like going like, oh, this is definitely a sting? Like how like just jerk off, dude. Like you're gonna set yourself up like every single time. I would assume that every one of them is going to be a thing, but you got to figure it's probably not. They probably have fucked a bunch of kids, and it's been so successful so many times.
They're batting 1,000.
Yeah, like this rules, dude. It's a never-ending child.
I can't believe how good I am at this. They're getting...
I never got caught once.
Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, they're all cocky about it. They're like, hey, 12-year-old, get down here. I'm horny.
The funniest one I saw was... the guy was asking, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 13. And she's like, how old are you? I'm 13 also. And then sends a, and then like a 50-year-old man sends a picture like, yeah, I'm 14. It's just like a bald.
Hell yeah.
It's me.
And then and then they, yeah, you guys have seen the pooping pill video, right?
No.
Yeah, you see where the guy, where the Asian guy backs out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
my.
Should we watch that?
Goodness.
I just sent you, Chris.
Yeah, we should pull it
up. I sent you a good one, the link of where they're getting so good at catching. Like catching the fucking, like, guy comes here to meet 10-year-old boy, walks right into a boxing.
It's kind of worse, right? When you hear those, you're like, 10-year-old boy, come on, you sick fuck.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
One day old babies, but.
So please, can you actually let me get my supplements so I can actually go home, so I can poop, and actually so I can poop well? I've been having constipation for 4 or 5 weeks that I'm bleeding so much that I can't help it. Why are you doing this to me? Can you like tell me?
This is more embarrassing than me in a.
Yeah.
Well, this is. No, he is one.
I like his gimbal.
He's the guy in the red thing. He came here to meet a.
A child, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Where is it? Right here.
Why do I have a picture of your.
Why are you.
Why is he still.
Why do I have a picture of your asshole?
He looks like a. Who's that? Chinese millionaire Ma, Jack Ma.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Jack Ma's nephew.
He does look kind of Jack Ma.
When he demonstrates his Asian driving skills.
Yeah. Fuck this.
That's what happens when you have blue balls.
Oh.
Holy shit, yeah. Man.
So.
Yeah.
They're getting really great at it. I think it's, as far as the media progression in any format, I think the largest growth is going to, like, catching... has been getting really good.
Yeah, but it's still in its infancy. I get what you're saying. Like, yeah. Where it's going to go, I'm excited to watch.
Same. There's another one. It's $10 a month. These guys are, they're putting them in the ring with, like, boxes of their own weight. And the guy was 220. And the guy boxing them looked like you guys in your prime shape. Like, he's like, all right, you're going to fight this, like, amateur boxing champion. He's got gloves on. The guy's like, I don't want to be here. This, like, soft. It's like, I just want to leave. And the guy's like, ding, 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 like full on in a ring, gloves. Like,
where is this?
I sent it to Chris just now for Chris, the Chris link, Instagram, the last link I just sent
is
you.
Is it in another country or is
not
it
in
the
United
US?
States?
And why do the guys agree to do the boxing?
Because they'll call the cops.
Ooh. I mean, it's they're being filmed. Your life is ruined no matter what.
That one. Yep. It's so good. Ooh. Like, I feel like you should, we're going to be making.
By the way, this is what the stop anti. And people should be doing. They should put that big black bitch in the ring with a professional boxer.
She professional went. Semi.
Yeah, professional semi. She wins. She's just fucking knocking them out right away. Like, boom!
I'll beat this motherfucker ass.
Like spitting their teeth out. Like Mama said, knock you out. Like compilations of her. She's like tough. Like she's Tom Platz tough.
She's tough.
She's tough as shit.
She can take an ass whooping.
Yeah, she's getting beat up by a man. By
she's
a,
not losing. She's getting mad.
Yeah, she's like, you can't fuck with me, Rabbi. Wham! Punching jaws off like the slow mo. Like
ugh. This is Matt. Matt came to meet a 15-year-old girl. Instead, he met a heavyweight boxer.
Fighting out of the red corner from Jacksonville, Florida.
This guy.
Weighing in at 212 pounds, he is undefeated against Files Big Red!
Once in a while, you see they do get into fights, and the pedophile starts winning. That happened in one of the supermarket ones.
Oh, really?
Started working
from
this guy.
Easton, Philadelphia. Oh, that's weigh in at 223 pounds. Matthew the.
Oh my god, that's
all right. Guys, me in the middle. No punches to the kidneys, no holding. Let's have a clean fight. There it is.
They don't show it because they're trying to get a lot of views.
Every week for just $10 a month.
Oh.
I'm paying.
Honestly. If you're going to pay for one of them, that's the one. That's pretty sick.
Skydiving next?
Yeah, skydiving. Just like it's supposed to be fun. They take a race car driving. You're gonna compete in the Porsche Cup Challenge.
You're racing against Travis Pastrana in a rally car race for Hot Wheels. They got to do the loop-de-loop for Hot Wheels. They have to do X Games things.
You're throwing out the first pitch at the Cleveland Indians game. Matt the pedophile.
<It's> boo! he's got
good arm though.
Yeah, he's good. He gets a contract.
You're going to hang with Tony Hawk, you fucking pedophile.
Hey, what's going on?
They make him drop in from like 10-foot half pipes and shit. They hit mega ramps. All of this stuff would be great.
Hope you do a 720.
You have to try a 900. You try a 900, you fucking. I don't want to do it or I'm calling the cops, dude.
Do a Misty flip right now or I'm calling the fucking cops.
I don't even know how to do a Misty flip. I don't even know what one is. It's like, I don't know, dude, just like twist in the air or something. That would be awesome. He's on like BMX bikes, like hit the dirt jump, dude. I don't know, do a tail whip. It's just like riding off the side. That would be... If this somehow gets back to those guys, please make them do BMX dirt jumping. Dude. Please.
Here competing in Tough Mudder is Joe, the fucker.
Like, all right. Like deep water diving. Like, like stuff that can give him like the bends and shit. Like scuba diving at like 300 feet on a single like non-nitrous tank. Oh, that'd be so good. Shark cage sharks,
swamp boats,
yeah. Alligator hunting, the catfish arm hunting. That they do.
Stupid shit. Yeah. You have to go on a ghost tour in New Orleans.
I hate ghosts. I don't want to go.
We'll call the cops then.
Oh, okay. I'll go on a ghost tour. I'd rather be scared than arrested.
I'd rather be scared than arrested.
Isn't a ghost thing in New Orleans? Like, isn't that a thing?
I did one.
Did you?
Yeah. I did one with my son. It was gay.
Oh, shit.
That's the thing, you can set up anywhere. They got those everywhere.
You did one. Yeah. You did a
ghost. We did a ghost thing. We did it in Las Vegas. You do it like here. You do. They have, every town has a ghost tour.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you find an old house and you're like, oh, this is the house where Mr.
Oh, the house that he was trying to get me to buy. The one with the $600,000 renovations, yeah. The original owners were murdered in the house. It was a judge.
No.
It was a judge, and the guy that he convicted climbed into the window at night and murdered him and his wife in his bed.
O.J. Simpson killed Judge Ito in the house.
Gotta be careful. You convict.
That has to be disclosed to you.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. They say that's where the ghosts are.
Yeah. What? But I thought that was kind of cool in a weird way.
I could see you.
Having ghosts?
You would live in a ghost house.
100%, dude. Yeah. Like, Nicolas Cage bought that ghost house in New Orleans, like one of the most famous ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. My buddy's father's friend wrote the ghost book of Rhode Island. There's a really haunted restaurant, and Jake Gyllenhaal's shooting a movie in the restaurant right now. And if you talk to the crack whore waitresses that work there, they're like, I've been vacuuming in there, and the salt shakers are fucking moving, I'm telling you.
They were, 2 days ago, they were shooting... a scene on Pontiac right by my house.
Yeah, the comic book store, right?
Yeah. Supposedly it's an M. Night Shyamalan.
No, that's the J.J. Abrams.
Oh.
Rhode Island's going through its renaissance right now. J.J. Abrams and M. Night Shyamalan are here. M. Night Shyamalan is here, girls with Rolexes, and and J.J. Abrams is here stealing money from people.
J.J. Abrams is here unstraightened in the mezuzahs.
Why are they all straight? I just don't get it. 958. I would have sold it to him.
Did you see Trap, the latest M. Night Shyamalan movie?
No, I thought go to shit.
It's really crazy. Type Trap Jamie.
Oh, Josh Hartnett's fucked, huh?
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
That was the face-to-face dialogue?
Yeah.
I've never seen that in my life.
Saying the names. He's like, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Sam. Sam.
I don't want to tell you something, Chris.
There's a trap.
We have to talk. Chris.
Hey, buddy.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
It's like TV. It's like movie for babies or something. It was very weird. It's like a really bad... I did watch the whole thing, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and his daughter, the concert is for a pop star, and the pop star is his daughter, and there's a performance of her real song. So it's just like a Indian nepotism thing to try to get his daughter famous, I think.
I can get you more money if you don't store but soundtrack red dollars for the...
And she's awful and she's butt ugly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's here. He's in Rhode Island. We can. I wonder what the fuck he's doing. How the hell did
he
get cheap?
My favorite joke from when I was a kid. I used to say, I got in trouble. I did this to an actual Indian girl. I was like, why do Indian women have that red dot on their forehead? Do you know that one?
No.
It's because people keep on going up to them being like, you are so fucking ugly. That's my favorite joke. I did do an Indian girl in high school and I got suspended.
That's fucking good one.
That's my favorite joke.
I dated a half Indian girl in college. I hooked up with this girl and I used to do impressions of her mom. I didn't know her mom was like a fucking full Indian. I didn't even know she was Indian. Mm-hmm. I thought she was like British or something. And then I drove back to college with her mom, and her mom was like, where are you to study? I was like, holy shit, I didn't know that was going on. And then for the rest of the semester while we were hooking up, I was like, look, it's me, your mother. And she's like, stop doing that. It's so racist. I was like, oh, my bad. Damn. I didn't know you were that full on. She was cool, though.
Have you seen War of the Worlds, the new Ice Cube one?
It's got like one star on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, no.
Nuts.
It's terrible.
It's worth
so bad that it's worth watching.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I love
it. It's insanity. It's all B-roll. The whole movie is just B-roll, and then they just used After Effects to just like make a movie out of it. It's insane. I wish there was like better clips on YouTube, but
didn't they figure out? Did we already talk about this? That they figured out like a mimetic thing that they were like, it's so bad when they made it during COVID that they were like, if we release this right now, it'll be so bad it'll make some money back.
Something like that.
Yeah, like it's so shitty. Like if we just put this out, it'll get like a million views.
Oh, because everyone's home streaming.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's so shit. It'll be like, people will watch it just for the shit. Like shit watching is now a thing.
Yeah.
I guess. Like, what was the Tubi movies?
Yeah.
Like people watching like
that's my entire career. People just shit watch me. It's a Legion of Skanks as people watching me.
Fuck it. I'll just see what he's up to.
Yeah, I didn't see that. You know, I actually just liked, which I feel kind of gay for liking, but I just liked it. The Life of Chuck, the new Stephen King movie.
I haven't seen. I don't know what that looks like.
It's pretty fucking sick.
What's the Life of Chuck?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't watch any horror.
It's not horror. It's like
it's
drama, like fantasy, like.
I am wonderful.
This is a Stephen King movie?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, neon, dude. That's why. Because they're cool. And it won the Toronto.
When you look up at the night sky.
It's all mazzezas.
It can tell you stuff about your future. It won't lie to you.
I think it's we can close this.
Your landlord is narrating.
He just said close this.
For $9.59, you could have had the house, Lewis. You were so close.
I enjoyed it. I genuinely did. It made me think about life. It made me fucking. It's a beautiful movie.
I'm happy for you.
At least it's a movie. I'll say that.
Yeah,
it's nice to see that there is a movie being made. Did you watch it? Have you ever seen what Stephen King's face looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives near here. He's a Maine guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's a sick fuck.
That's where all of his shit is based in Maine. He was in the original, or Creepshow 2. Remember, he played the guy that had all the green shit climbing all over his body. Looked like fucking, what does it call it? fucking that green chocolate that's popular right now. What is it, Dubai chocolate?
Oh, really?
He's being attacked by Dubai chocolate.
Wow, what a goofy bastard. This is that's the most prolific writer of all time. Oh.
Yeah.
Rhode Island's taking New Jersey's spot. We got Housewives.
We're next.
We're getting a national moment. Yep. New Jersey's going to have a run, too. Those hot Housewives you guys got. Those
sister states.
Yeah, well, they are.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same we shape? Border?
No, we're just cousins.
Oh.
Like Long Island, New Jersey.
Very similar. No, you got to drive through Connecticut to get to.
They look the same, though, on the map. It's hard to tell them apart.
The top two population densities, Rhode Island and New Jersey.
Ooh, in America. That's a fun fact.
Really?
That's fun.
Yep.
Okay.
New Jersey's one and then Rhode Island's two.
Sweet.
People have opinions on Rhode Island. People hate New Jersey.
Yeah.
People are just fucking like, yo, fuck New Jersey. But Jersey rules. It's beautiful, dude.
Mm. It is nice.
Suburbs, you cars,
got,
pools.
You got four gears. You got snow an hour away. You got farmland. You got city. You got beaches.
Yeah.
Taylor Ham.
I've never had a bad experience in New Jersey.
Nope.
No complaints. Although it is weird that other people pump your gas and that they have to.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have to.
They don't have to anymore?
So, no, they do. But if you're just impatient like I am, mm-hmm. you just fucking curse them out. Like, you fucking lazy piece of shit. Then I get out and I do it myself. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, fucking on my face.
Don't they complain about that, though? Isn't that
illegal? Yeah, they come over and they like yell at you. And I'm like, well, be faster.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You don't want that?
I don't want to have to get an altercation every time I get gas.
Oh, I like watch. You show them your shit. You show them your pubes. They're all shaved. They're like, stop being hot with me, son. Stop making me hot.
One of our best shows was Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah. Atlantic City was cool.
Atlantic City Rock Club, right?
Anchor Rock Club.
It's a shithole.
That is a shit fucking hole.
Yeah.
Have you ever played the Ocean's Casino?
I think I just did. I was just there. I just did a show in New Jersey. I don't know which casino it was.
It was the big one.
Maybe.
Gigantic.
No, it wasn't. It was not. It was shitty.
We went down there. We stayed at the Ocean Casino Hotel. We looked down. The pool looked like a fucking carnival cruise on a Sunday. People were bringing coolers in. Oh. It was buck wild. Yeah. We looked down. We're like, holy shit. Look, the pool was like the size of this office.
Are you talking about Atlantic City?
Remember Atlantic City?
We were on that side of the hotel, which was bad because it was loud as, it was very loud.
Yes.
And then you look down and it's absolutely teeming like Africa. And then past the pool, the property line, like it becomes this really distressed, ugly property. Is that true or am I making
that
up?
No, Atlantic City is like it looks really bad. Rough.
You look down, there's a nice pool. It's filled with Africa, and then over that there's like this all this really really distressed property.
That's where we sent Alex to get orange juice, and this is like New Jersey's attitude. Yeah. This is what I think about it. He was like, they had like Simply Orange, and he's like, hey man, do you have any like organic orange juice? And the guy's like, get the fuck out of here, man. That's a quote. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
like in a real dickhead, like, get the fuck out of here, man.
I like it.
I was like, bro, Alex is like, bro, this is like, I was like, New Jersey, I don't give a fuck around.
Yeah, Jersey don't fuck around, dude. We got great food. There's like just good bars, good fucking, yeah.
Dude, it is good. You have the most bars, what is it? How far are you from Jersey City?
30 minutes.
That's most bars per capita, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they have a strip of, like, a lot of bars. I couldn't believe how many bars were there. My college roommate dated a whore from there. A Ravens cheerleader. Mm. And both of them are Ravens cheerleader, and I went to go see him in Jersey City, and I was like, holy shit, this is a lot of fucking bars.
How's your stand-up going?
Going pretty good. I just did a special. It's coming out in October or November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. You know.
How many days a month are you touring, pretty much?
Usually try to be on every weekend, 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go home for a few
days. Is that what you do every weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
Providence, Portland, Key West. You travel every weekend?
Yeah, basically. Or I try to.
Man.
I'm off that weekend because I'm moving.
You're going somewhere where I was just in upstate New York and I saw your name on a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Saratoga.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I went there last year, and I went during Chowderfest. It fucking ruled. Chowderfest is the shit.
Sam, you got to go to Saratoga.
Mm.
Dude, go to Chowderfest. How do you feel about chowder?
Don't like it.
Really?
Don't want it.
Don't be that way.
I really would. It's probably one of my least.
Really? Least favorite soups is chowder?
I love chowder.
Last time I had it was probably when I was like 6 years old. Was it clams?
Yes.
No, yeah. No. It can be chicken chowder. You can have any type of chowder.
Corn chowder. Corn chowder.
I would eat a non-clam chowder.
A corn? That's chicken?
Good. I'll eat chicken or corn, sure.
No, that's what I'm saying about Chowderfest. It's not just, there are right, clam chowders.
Now I can get in there. Now I'm back in the mix.
It's the second drunkest city in the United States, Saratoga.
Why do you know so many weird facts about everybody?
Chris and I are we're like geography guys that are like, and a fun fact.
Yeah, dude, every bar in the entire town of Saratoga and every restaurant and people, they like rent space. There's like 500 different places that are offering chowder and they're part of this competition and you have to judge it. They give you little scorecards. Mm-hmm. You buy like little dollar servings of chowder in a cup and you just walk around drunk eating chowder all day.
That sounds great.
It was actually awesome.
That sounds pretty good.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Saratoga, is that Florida?
No. New York.
When are you there? Because
where the water comes from.
How is the room? Because I was like, I want to play here.
Small room. But it's good. It's fine.
It was like right on the main.
My old booking agent owns the room, so I'll set you up easy.
Yeah.
Tom.
We were at that hotel, the fancy hotel, eating lunch.
That's a pretty looking town.
It's rich.
It's really rich. So they're famous for horse racing.
Horse racing.
So it's all like fucking rich dickheads with like vacation houses to go watch the horse races.
I'm looking around. I'm like, we're eating and I'm cracking hard jokes. Like, I'm at the restaurant. I'm like, this, I need a table now. My wife's retarded. She fucks really good. like a 20-year-old hot girl hostess. We're at this place called like Monarchs or something like that. We get a table right away. But I'm looking around. I'm like, everybody looks like Mr. Alcohol Man. Like, everybody's got, like, polo shirt, white guy. They're like, hey, what's going on, young fella? I see the tattoos on there, big guy. That's so funny. You go, you got your winter hat on. It ain't winter anymore, pal. What's going on, Mr. Stripes? Everybody was, like, talking like that. And I was like, the fuck is going on here? And then the waiter, I was like, dude, is everybody, like, cocked here? And he's like, it's the second drunkest city in the country behind that one in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just fucking rich people going up and getting hammered all day for the summer.
Yeah,
it's, horse racing is such a fucking old, crusty white person thing to go watch.
It's the worst. Dave Portnoy's up.
Matt, you're going to be watching horse races with a rich family.
You got to bet another guy's money. You got to bet the toughest guy in the room's money. He's like, don't you fucking lose my money. You got to bet like a fucking ex-convict that got his first $5,000 after working at like a body shop. You have to bet his $5,000 on a horse and you have to pick it right for win, lose, or draw. And he's like, you fucking lose, I'm a your ass. He's like, man, we got to get into this game. But I don't know. I just liked what I saw. I was like, this is real. It was a vibe. Like, I had a thing about it. And I was like, Ballston Spa, New York. Remember that Ballston Spa?
No.
Same kind of thing. But yeah, you were on the, I was like, who the fuck's playing there? And it was you and like Marlon Wayans or something like that.
I went to Marlon Wayans' house once.
Really?
I wrote a cartoon and we filmed like a short for it and it ended up with him.
Yeah.
And he liked it. And he invited me to his giant fucking mansion. And I was pitching this cartoon to him and one of his brothers. And they were just like...
Damon?
Like, no, it wasn't Damon. It was another one. It was Marlon and then another one.
Sean.
Yeah, it was Sean Wayans,
Sean,
I think.
Yeah. That's pretty big. Pitch.
No, yeah. I mean, they weren't interested in doing anything with it. They were like, but it was a cartoon about a team of superheroes, but they were all like fucked up people that were like, they were their identities. It was like OJ Simpson. It was George Zimmerman. It was like right after the Zimmerman thing. So they were actually superheroes, but they were like, everyone hated them.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin Bieber was one of them. Never got made though.
I'm sorry, Adult Swim didn't pick that. What the fuck were
they?
It was
very
do?
Adult Swimmy. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like something that they would pass on for no good reason.
Yep.
That's Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, he's been touring stand-up. You'll see his name. That's like one of those names you hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do stand-up, you see these names of people who are touring now, and you're like, the fuck is this guy doing on the road? Aren't you like an Academy Award-winning actor? Mm. Like Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Like seeing him around.
I heard he's an absolute cunt.
Really?
I heard from so many different people that he's the worst. I had a dream. The only time I've ever lucid dreamed involved Jeremy Piven. I started sucking his cock.
Lloyd! Lewis!
No, I was waiting to go on stage, and I was standing with Jeremy Piven and Greg Giraldo. But Greg Giraldo was like 7'5". He was like fucking massive, right? And then I was like, all right, Jeremy Piven was going on stage. I was like, good luck, dude. And he didn't give me a handshake, didn't acknowledge me. And I was like, what the fuck? And I go to Greg Giraldo. I was like, you see that shit? And he's like, yeah, I know, right? And, like, and then I was like, wait a minute, Greg Giraldo's dead. Then I was like, wait a minute, I'm dreaming. And then I realized I was dreaming. It was the only time that I've ever been able to control my dream. And I just started running and I fucking jumped up. I flew. I was fucking,
whoa.
And I couldn't come down. The way to come down, I had to turn my back and just free fall and then turn back over and start gliding on the water. It was fucking sick, dude.
Jeez. That's a good one.
I didn't even think lucid dreaming was a real thing. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that you could have. Have you ever lucid dreamed, like controlled it?
I don't think so.
It was fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, I've had great dreams like that.
And you've been able to control it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah. I don't remember them that good, but I know I've been in that. I've been there before where you're like, oh, no, this is, I'm sleeping, but fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What does it mean when Greg Giraldo's that tall? That's funny. That means that you have like, what does it mean? You should look that up, Chris. What does it mean when... someone is taller than they are in real life in a dream. That probably means you have an admiration. Greg Giraldo's my favorite.
He's the best.
Yeah.
So funny. His kid does stand up now.
No shit.
Greg Giraldo Jr.
Person pursues power, wisdom, spiritual growth.
your own desire.
Big influence on you.
I wouldn't even say that much.
Just, not really. Your desire is funny, greater. But
maybe he's just a tall guy in a dream, though.
Tall guy in a dream. let's not overthink this, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if Greg Drawlow was like, I don't know why Jeremy Piven's a fucking like, you guys just a dick. Oh, well. Have fun flying, dude.
You have a good time. Flight talks like Andre the Giant.
Yeah. See you later. Get out of here.
Fucking freak. I hate Andre the Giant. We talked about it last night. But
so funny.
Yeah, he went to a restaurant in my hometown in Savini's, and he drank a case of wine upstairs at Gina Savini's dad's restaurant, and he was a fucking asshole to everybody. And I guess my neighbor went upstairs to, like, they heard he was there, so they walked upstairs to see him, and he was like, get out of here! And everybody in the whole town hated him. So they're like,
we should have killed him.
We should, I say that. We should have drowned him. Yeah. We should have shot him with a tank.
Just out of courtesy for Over has to deal with him next.
Yeah. Dude, professional wrestlers have some nerve being assholes to anybody. You fucking jackoffs.
Yeah. You clowns. You human clowns.
You fucking faggots.
You jacked clowns.
You fucking fake fighting homos.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just beating up reporters like Gay Giraldo.
Yeah. Dude. It's like you want to see a fake, and it's fucking just smacks him.
It's really good though. The slap is so like unruthlessly like slapping a like slapping like an unknowing like
hard.
Greg Giraldo's got to be like Giraldo Geraldo Rivera is probably 138 pounds or something, yeah. And he's probably like 6'2", 258, mm-hmm. just. Like right off your hands.
He got attacked a few times. Didn't like Nazis throw a chair at him, break his nose? That was a famous thing.
Geraldo?
Yeah, Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo Rivera, Nazis?
Yeah, I believe it was Nazis. They started having like a chair fight, and they hit him in the nose with a chair, and they broke his nose. It was like a big.
Oh, I gotta see that.
I think I remember that.
They used to have the Nazis on all the time on the daytime talk shows.
This guy's had a heck of a career. He was around. He was in deep forever. He was all over the place. You couldn't get away from him, Geraldo.
Connie Chung, too, remember?
He really had a super career.
All these fucking freaks had a lot of career.
Yeah.
What's his name? Maury Povich.
Maury Povich, yep.
He's letting Connie Chung get fucked by actress. He was a cuck. That just came out.
No, I think he was, I think he got cheated on.
By Connie Chung?
Yeah.
She loved fucking.
Yeah, but I think did you see their podcast together? They did a podcast, like, recently. And Maury Povich was like, so you cheated on me. Like, he brings that out, like, right off the rip.
Yeah, and she's like, well, you know, you did yours.
40 years ago.
She's like, you know, wing, wing, you know, combo prate. You know, combo prate number. I'm 11 years old, by the way.
Oh, you echo like you innocent.
Oh, big man, Superman, Maury with your big dick.
We're about to make a mistake.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, with skinheads, Roy Innes.
Hey, hold it, sit down.
Oh, hell yeah. Uh-oh. Jim Brown.
Whoa. Yeah, that chair, the only person who got hit with it was Geraldo.
That's a fucking brawl. Damn. Oh, my gosh. That's like, this is a fight left, fight right, fight back. Like,
1988, this is the equivalent of today watching, like, gore or people die in traffic accidents. Like, this is a wild video for 88. This is crazy.
This is videos of 88.
Yeah. This happened a lot. Remember, like, Ricky Lake would have him on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those videos at first, dude? The ISIS, they had, like, really amazing, like, 4K cameras, mm-hmm. dude. Yes. And you were like, and the music kind of thumped.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the ISIS music?
Oh, yeah.
The ISIS music was sick, dude. And then you'd watch it, and I got, after watching three or four of them, I got desensitized to it, and I started looking forward to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were solid.
I saw one, you saw the first one.
Where it was like straight up, like they had like a beautiful lens on the camera. Yep. And
he
just
was sitting there and he's like scared. And then there's just like the big knife right into the head.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I rolled over in college and I was like, what is that? And he's like, dude, check this out. And I remember just being like, what is that? Like on a bunk bed looking underneath like a college dorm. And I was like, oh my God. Like you just hear like the ripping of the flesh, like the big serrate, like cutting the spinal cord. And I was like,
at what point do you die? There's like, do they do it in a way where it takes the longest amount of time to die? They must, right?
They don't do it to make it quick for you.
Oh, my God. And then the head, they're holding it up, and I was like, it was like right after 9/11. It was like a year after 9/11.
How long is someone conscious after their head gets after they get decapitated.
Can you they used to blink after guillotines, right?
I'm sure.
Well, that's quick.
You're probably still thinking for like a minute or something.
A full minute?
You're making
how long are you conscious after? Yeah.
You do like the cringy, your body does the cringiest shit. It does like the Macarena. It does like love hearts.
It does fucking, does Dane Cook super fingers.
2 to 3 seconds. Ugh.
2 to 3 seconds, if you're still conscious, that's psychotic. That rules though in a weird way. That must
scary.
Be, that must be like pretty sick to like, just in the moment you're like, this is fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
Like you're looking at your body on the floor.
Super finger. You just, you say the cringiest shit ever. Like, I always wanted to fuck my mom. Like just like the hardest cringe sentence you can get out of your like you can think
but
of.
But it comes out like this. but that's what you're saying.
That's, you're writing it down with your hands. You're writing it down like my dad's dick tastes good. Like, I never fucked the dog, but always wanted to. Just super cringy shit. Freddie Prinze Jr. is hot. Hearts. These are like war heroes, Desert Storm guys getting beheaded from ISIS. They're like, that's the pudding that comes out is like cringy gay shit.
Yeah. Who did ISIS behead? How was horrifying. Like, what a nightmare.
Was it a journalist? No, a soldier.
Was a nightmare.
I mean, I think it was a combination of soldiers and journalists. I think there was just some fucking normal people.
Aren't journalists
just
like...
some black lady that said some shit online?
It's that basketball
motherfucker.
Poly Prep.
James Foley, American freelance journalist. How horrifying.
Is journalism off limits in a war? Is
if it says journalism, you have there's no way of knowing whether it's an actual journalist or a CIA guy or what. Uh-huh. Or it's just some weirdo that wants to be in the middle of hell.
Are these all the killings?
These are the killings. All. Who was food they get from the U.S.? They got it. So they got James Foley. Go back.
Whoa.
This look at that neck.
Fucking guy. His neck was asking.
His neck was fucking
he was asking for it.
Screaming for a sharpened, curvy blade.
Yeah, the Eminem
tattoo. I don't care about the Syrians or whoever. The, that guy. Yuck. Yeah, I don't care.
No,
about
this
that.
Is on like 03, like date time wise. So you gotta go down.
I don't think ISIS, it wouldn't have been ISIS in 03.
Yeah, that was Taliban. Yeah.
Oh, Taliban.
What about, what's the latest? Because I haven't seen one in a minute. I feel like that's like old news, but I'm sure they still have.
Oh, 2025, the Kasanga Massacre. They're back at it.
They're back at it.
Season 3.
They got a new tour.
Up to their old hijinks.
Who'd they kill here? Oh, the Congo. So they're just killing black people, so it doesn't matter.
They're doing the Taya thing back to him.
Yeah. It's just they're going into somewhere. They're already chopping each other up with machetes. Well, who cares? What's the point?
Can you show a Congo tire fire? Like, think about heat of rubber, like you're dying from rubber fire. Like the contact is probably worse than a normal, like a wood fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. And the chemical smoke, like hurting your lungs. You're just getting attacked from all of a sudden. Your eyes are burning.
Mm-hmm.
I could take it.
Yeah.
I could take it, dude.
You could take it.
Yeah,
can you ask ChatGPT how many African people have had their arms cut off? Their hands.
ChatGPT is like, yo, chill. It's like, nah, dude, I'm taking a break right now, bro.
Or when they're the one like in Haiti, isn't there like a warlord who's like taking over and like
Hamburger
eating everybody?
His name's Hamburger? No, Barbecue.
Barbecue,
yeah,
because they cook people.
He looks like he's got like tire shoulder pads and shit. Looks like LA casting.
He looks exactly how you would make a Haitian warlord look.
Yeah, he looks like the guy from
he's wearing like a fucking jersey, a Chicago Bulls jersey. Yeah, fucking Legion of Doom like shoulder pads.
Yeah, literally. Like fresh out of LA casting. He looks like Demolition Man. Like what's his name in Demolition? Wesley Snipes' character.
Yeah, dude. He's wearing Bret the Hitman Hart sunglasses.
Simon Phoenix.
So he looks like Simon Phoenix. They're like, all right. He gets like a makeup trailer, like, all right, yeah, dye half his mohawk blonde. Ooh, scary. Yeah, let's make his teeth like anodized blue. Cool. This looks so scary. He's like a gay, he's like Tupac. He's like, oh my God, this shit looks so fucking snatch. All right, I'm ready to go. He like turns around. He's like, I will take over the world. Hillary Clinton, fuck my son. Now I eat your dogs.
Fuck.
How'd I do? It's so scary, right?
I looked up hotels in Haiti. Like, I wanted to see what it would be like to go visit. Dude, the nicest hotel in Haiti.
It's a wicked good idea.
It's a piece of shit, dude. Dude, doing fucking a live podcast from Haiti would be hilarious.
Wicked
dude.
Funny. That should be the best. You came to meet a 13-year-old girl, you're going on a vacation in Haiti. Can we actually look that up, please? Like, honestly, a one-star hotel in Haiti?
Dude, the five-star hotels in Haiti are like, it's like a shitty motel here. Oh, it's crazy. Great.
Port-au-Prince.
Look at it.
Wow.
Look at this piece of shit.
There's not even one to like where the like the money launderers go stay. There's got to be like one. Or like Washington, D.C. money, lowest price.
I like that it's got prices and that they're like, they're not as cheap as you'd think they are. Like $120 for a night.
Dean's house.
Oh.
What? It's fine.
Oh.
It's an Airbnb.
Vince house.
Vince house.
What?
Good Lord.
It's fine.
Auberge de la.
It's good. Yummy food. You have continental breakfast. You get ranch dressing.
Bowl of ranch.
Get a yummy bowl of ranch and tomatoes. You get all your food. You can cover the four food groups there.
What in the world?
Dude, yeah, look at this, dude. This is a fucking...
You get a courtesy shuttle, a Nissan Frontier pickup. Get to ride in the back of a Gunner pickup. Get to get dropped off at the fucking trash-covered beach. Walk around in fucking Burger King wrappers.
I mean, it's got to be like the nicest. There's going to be a nice beach in Haiti, right?
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit mde.tv.